In Hollywood this year, it's deja vu all over again and again and again. So far, a record 25 sequels or prequels are set to hit U.S. theaters in 2003. Everything from this weekend's X2 X-Men United to the final installment of the Lord of the Rings trilogy to Dumb and Dumberer When Harry Met Lloyd. Hopefully not part of a trilogy. Peter Bart is the editor of Variety magazine. Peter, welcome back.
Thank you.
What are the economic forces at play here with these sequels and prequels?
The first thing you have to remember is that the movie companies that are now owned by multinational corporations, they really are in the business of marketing brands rather than movies. And they feel that by turning the movie business into a series of brand names, they can, in the long run, facilitate much more efficiency in the marketing process. The basic material lends itself to comic strip as source material rather than some serious novel. Because the thing about a comic strip hero is that you can keep recycling him endlessly.
But there are some that are coming up like Legally Blonde 2. Now, because Legally Blonde was a hit, then a decision's made to make another one with the same actress, Reese Witherspoon, yeah?
Yeah, anything that's even modestly successful becomes an automatic grist for a sequel. This was not always true. I mean, when I was a young production executive at Paramount and The Godfather turned into an unexpected hit, Paramount came up with what was then the extraordinarily unconventional idea of making a sequel to The Godfather. Well, Francis Coppola hated the idea. He said, why make a sequel? Sequels are boring. I've already lived with these characters. It took a year, literally, to talk him into indulging a sequel.
Now, though, do you think that producers, directors, screenwriters, do they actually leave room in the original film for a sequel or
they
a prequel?
They sure do.
Yeah?
That's right. No, that's why you're going to see a unique paucity of heroes or heroines dying off in the last act. Everyone is ready to retool for an instant sequel because that's where the money is. You know, the paydays for actors and directors in these sequels is astonishing. I mean, a kid like Tobey Maguire, who's 28 years old and who is really worth nothing in anything other than Spider-Man, gets as much as somewhere between $17 and $20 million as his payday for Spider-Man 2. It's a delicious trip to the bank for many people in the film industry.
Peter Bart is the editor of Variety magazine, and he spoke to us from his office in Los Angeles. Peter, thanks again so much.
Thank you.
For the full list of this year's sequels, visit our website, npr.org.